We've now completed the evidence in the punitive damage phase of the case, ladies and gentlemen. Each of the attorneys will be given the opportunity to present argument, beginning with the plaintiff's counsel, Mr. Pantone.
So some of you may be wondering what we're doing here today again. You may, I know, be thinking to yourself, haven't we already decided this case? Haven't we already resolved all the issues in the case? The answer is obviously no. There's still one more issue to resolve. There were legal reasons as to why the first phase of the trial had to be split up from the second phase of the trial. I can assure you, unless there's something I don't know about, that there won't be a third phase of the trial. This is it. This is a very, very important phase of the trial, ladies and gentlemen. Although obviously the testimony was far more brief than the initial testimony, and the arguments will be briefer, it's still very, very important. It may be the most important phase of this trial. The first phase of the trial was a phase where you decided liability, who should prevail, and you decided something called compensatory damages. You decided how much Dr. Zarnik should be compensated in light of his damages, how much he should be compensated for the lost stock, how much he should be compensated for the emotional distress damages. That's the first phase of the trial. This phase is a phase called punitive damages. In this phase of the trial, you need to decide, as the name implies, punitive. What amount is appropriate to punish the defendant? What amount is appropriate to deter this conduct from happening in the future? That's what this phase is about. This is not us coming to you a second time asking you for compensation for Dr. Zarnik. Please understand the difference. This is what amount is an appropriate amount to award in order to make an example of and to deter this conduct from happening in the future. Now, as was the phase during the first phase of the trial, the judge is going to instruct you again, and you are going to be getting another verdict form. The good news is that there's only one instruction, and there's only one question that you are going to need to answer. I have a blow-up of the instruction, and I'd like to walk through it with you. This instruction describes what punitive damages are and what you are supposed to consider in determining what the appropriate amount of punitive damages is. Now, as you can see, the judge will be reading this to you. You are going to be determining what amount you should award as punitive damages, for the sake of example and by way of punishment. That's the concept here. There are essentially three factors that you are supposed to consider in making this determination. The first factor is the reprehensibility of the conduct of the defendant, why you awarded compensatory damages in the first place, the conduct you found gave rise to liability. I won't belabor the point. You arrived at your decision based on that evidence. I need for you to consider it again in determining the reprehensibility of that conduct. I do want to remind you this isn't a case where you found just one legal violation. Some cases, punitive damages are awarded when you find one violation. You recall we talked about that there were three separate claims in the case, and you were to decide those three claims separately and independently. And you did that. You found three different violations of law on behalf of Illumina: discrimination, retaliation, and the whistleblowing claim. So I ask you to consider the fact, when you consider the first factor, that there were three separate and independent violations of law when you re-examine Illumina's conduct in this case. The second factor to consider is the amount of punitive damages, which will have a deterrent effect on the defendant in light of the defendant's financial condition. That's why we spent some time earlier today with some brief testimony on the defendant's financial condition. Obviously, the greater the defendant's net worth, in this case, a $99 million company or $92 million company, the greater the defendant's net worth, the more money they have, the greater the amount of punitive damages has to be in order to have a deterrent effect on the company. And the third factor is the punitive damages must bear a reasonable relation to the injury that was suffered by the plaintiff. I think we proved to you that the injury suffered by the plaintiff in this case was significant. So, if your punitive damage award is going to bear a reasonable relation to the actual injury, your punitive damage award should be significant as well. Ladies and gentlemen, when you deliberate on the issue of punitive damages, I'd like you to recall the fact that the defendant was not straight with you, was not honest with you, during the initial phase of the trial. I'm not going to belabor the evidence again. I want to remind you just of two or three things, two or three examples in which I believe the defendants were not straight with you on the initial phase of the trial. First, was it an error or an oversight on the part of Jay Flatley not to recognize Dr. Zarnik as a founder? I don't think so. Remember what we talked about in terms of Jay Flatley allegedly starting with a clean slate, no preconceived notions? We showed you 2 weeks into Mr. Flatley's employment, he met with a board member. 2 weeks into the job, he says there are performance problems. I need to make changes. Jay Flatley told you the goals he assigned to Dr. Zarnik were reasonable. I believe we proved to you that they were unreasonable and that they were set up to fire Dr. Zarnik. Jay Flatley told you decoding had nothing to do with the termination decision. Remember that? And he didn't even mention decoding at the termination meeting. And yet, we showed you the script that Miss Kearns and Mr. Flatley worked through. He says, I didn't follow the script. The point, obviously, is that they haven't been straight with you. They weren't straight with Dr. Zarnik when he worked there, and now is the time for them to pay for it. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, is how much, obviously, is it going to take to make an example of Illumina? How much is it going to take to act as a deterrent? How much of an award do you need to issue in order to impact their bottom line, to make them feel it? You saw the most recent public filing showed that Illumina had a net worth of $99 million. Mr. Kish says that internally they recently created a second financial report that showed a net worth of only $92 million. I don't know about potential accounting irregularities. I'd like to go with
the... I object, and I hate to interrupt a closing, but there's no evidence of accounting irregularities in this case. I think it's improper and prejudicial.
Sustained.
I think you should go with the publicly filed document, which shows $99 million. My point was going to be I'm not sure it matters much, given that their internal document says their net worth is $92 million. So frankly, you could go with either number. The question is, what is it going to take to punish a company with this financial condition? What's it going to take to make them feel it on the bottom line? And that's going to be ultimately up to you to decide. I'm going to make a suggestion. It's only a suggestion. You awarded $2.2 million in actual compensatory damages. Often actual damages are a multiple of compensatory damages. Miss Kearns knows that there are many cases reported where punitive damages of many times compensatory damages were awarded. I'm going to suggest to you, because the punitive damages must bear a reasonable relation to the actual damages, and because it has to hurt in terms of financial condition, I'm going to suggest to you, you use a multiple of 4 to 5 times compensatory damages, which would mean punitive damages of $8.8 to $11 million, somewhere in that range. For a $100 million company, a modest multiple of 4 to 5 times. That's what I think is an appropriate award in this case. You might go higher, you might be lower. You have to exercise your independent judgment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pantone.